10 times bigger than the Milky Way. There are over a trillion stars. And when the Hubble Space Telescope took a picture of the centre of that galaxy, he saw this, which is quite remarkable. This is the centre of the galaxy, and this is a jet of high-energy particles and light speeding out from the centre of the galaxy. Very heavily collimated, beautifully precise jet. On this picture, it extends to about 5,000 light years. The effects of it actually extend a quarter of a million light years out from the centre of the galaxy. And the only theoretical prediction for how the centre of the galaxy manages to do that is there's a black hole, which is of order 2 billion times the mass of the Sun, bigger than our solar system. So if we put it where the Sun was, it would extend out to the edge of our solar system and beyond. And it collimates this jet by that effect, using that effect of the curvature of space and time, which is the Pluto one. So the tiny one, the Earth, bends it such that there's that little difference between the top and the bottom of Pluto at this tiny angle. A black hole with a mass a billion times the mass of the Sun can do it to such an extent that it can send jets from the centre of the galaxy. So it's a fascinating result, I think, and the reason I think it's beautiful is because it was all predicted by a man thinking about nature back in 1915. He couldn't have known, well, he didn't know there was such a thing as a galaxy, never mind a black hole, and never mind gravity from B. So to finish, though, I know you're a geeky audience, right? So I don't really have to say this, but often I get asked, well, so what? How much does this cost? What's the point? Right? And I could say, well, of course, science is the basis of our civilization. It's the reason we're not living in caves. But it's worth actually facing that a little bit and just looking at this terrible graph from The Guardian, but it's actually quite instructive. This is a picture of how much science costs. It's actually a picture of the whole of government expenditure. And it was the 2009 figures that I've got here. So our government spent £620 to £621 billion in this year. This blob up here, this red blob, is quite interesting. £109 billion is the Treasury budget, and it was up 49,891% on the previous year, which is quite a big increase, right? That's the bank bailout, right? So that's how much it costs in that year. But this is called Spot the Science Budget, which is a good game. The science budget,
where's the
this yellow blob up here, this one, it's that blob. So that's the UK science budget, that's the money spent by the government through research councils on medical research, on engineering research, on chemistry, on arts and humanities, on CERN, on the European Space Agency. Indeed, pretty much all the research, or most of the research that's done in UK universities, and the European Space Agency, CERN, etc., is that blob. And actually this blob here is the rest of the university funding, so that's the teaching budgets, which of course have been slashed by more than 70% now because of tuition fees, so that's gone down. So these two blobs form the basis of our civilization. I pointed out to the science minister at the time that we spent more on the bank bailout in this one year than we spent on science in the UK since Jesus. But of course, that's not the answer. I mean, so we do these wonderful things. They don't cost anything in the scheme of things or in the noise. They did form the basis of our civilization. We invented an industrial world here with less money than we spent in the bank since Jesus. But I don't think that's the point, actually. I want to end with a thought from a man called Humphry Davy. He was one of the great scientists of 1780s, 1790s, 1800s, 1810. He's most famous probably for inventing the Davy safety lamp, which revolutionised the safety of coal mining. But he also was a great popularizer of science, a great advocate for the benefits of just curiosity-driven exploration of the universe and of the world around us. And he said this when challenged about the value of science. He said, "Nothing is more fatal to the progress of the human mind than to presume that our views of science are ultimate, that our triumphs are complete, that there are no mysteries in nature, and there are no new worlds to conquer." Thank you, and I'll see you after the break.